This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Each month, we supplement our show with a segment called Art Stroll that features the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This month, we're joined by Modern Atlanta's co-founder, Elaine DeLeo, to talk about 10 days of design excellence, artist talks, and the always popular home tour.
So Modern Atlanta was started 5 years ago with myself and my partner, Bernard McCoy. And the whole idea came about because Bernard had always been very interested in architecture, contemporary design in Atlanta. And my background is marketing, event management. And we got together and he said, you know, I really want to do a home tour of modern and contemporary homes in the city. And I said, sure, I'll, you know, anything you need, I'll help you out. I'd love to because I'm a big art and architecture fan myself. So the first year, which was 5 years ago, we were a little nervous, weren't sure what kind of turnout we'd have. But we executed on the tour and just had an amazing show of interest. And we realized that, you know, there's really something here and people are hungry for it and want to see more.
And the modern aspect of this goes beyond architecture itself, mm-hmm. right?
Right. A big part of the event focuses on all things contemporary design, meaning it can be products, furniture, sustainable materials, building materials, even communication design, advertising. You know, we've worked with Portfolio Center and collaboration on some things. So anything design related is part of this.
What do you say contributes the most to Atlanta's appreciation for contemporary modern design?
A lot of it has to do with a younger generation. It seems that, you know, contemporary modern really is, there's a lot more interest in it. Mostly, I'd say, because of, you know, green building initiatives and sustainability. And also modern just lends its design to that type of philosophy. So I'd say there's a lot of those factors that play in. But then, you know, culturally, you know, I think Atlanta's open to a lot of new ideas and new thinking. And we really see it as like a greenfield opportunity for us. I mean, we're kind of creating an event that's very specific to the Southeast. And, you know, Atlanta has its own vernacular when it comes to design. And there's a beautiful mixture of traditional and contemporary things that are happening.
Well, yeah, one thing that I think is really neat that you all do is that, yes, you're exposing Atlanta to this design and to some of these professionals, but you're also bringing in people from all over the world and exposing them to Atlanta.
That's always been a key principle of what myself and Bernard have always wanted to do is that, you know, not only do we want to make Atlanta an international destination, meaning we want people from all over the world to come here and see what Atlanta has to offer, but we want to bring in those international designers and leaders in the design world to come here and speak so that it opens the minds of people here to new ways of thinking. I mean, Europe is known for design in general in terms of schools and architecture, and there's a lot more emphasis put on it in students as they grow up that design is an important part of life. And not so much in the U.S., you know, other than you see like things that, where they're SCAD and there are schools about it, but it's a little more organic in Europe. And so we're trying to bring a little bit of that feel here. And that's why we like to bring in a lot of great international topics and speakers.
So for this year, tell us when it is and mm-hmm. tell us about some of the, highlight a couple of the events and some of the must, you know, see talent.
Okay. Well, the event is June 1st through the 10th. We kick it off with a architecture studio crawl. So if you want to walk into an architect studio, this is the opportunity to do so and ask them any question you ever had about architecture or if you're interested in building a contemporary home. That will be on the 1st. We've also partnered with Young Architects Forum this year, and this will be our third year for 10 Up, which is a competition, an international competition for public art. And that is, we've already selected the winner, and that will be on display on the Beltline, which we are a big supporter of as well. Then we've got showroom events beginning the following week. One very interesting one is at Design Within Reach. The president of their company is coming in for a panel discussion on design in the South, modern design in the South. And then Friday night, June 8th, is our design exhibition and home tour launch event, which brings together about 40 exhibitors, architects, designers, products, and showrooms showing some of the best in design products and thought. including student work from Georgia Tech Architecture School too.
And there's a many homes on this tour. Mm-hmm. We can't go over all of them, but pick one. Pick, you know, either the most interesting or favorite or something kind of like mm-hmm. noteworthy, and share with the listeners if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, they're all, I think they're all great examples this year. We had a lot of submissions and a lot of newer contemporary building being built, but we couldn't accept them because they weren't completed. But next year is going to be exciting too. But this year, the Park Loudermilk home in Decatur is a really interesting example of how they worked with the city of Decatur in a historical district to build a contemporary home where contemporary typically is not allowed due to regulation zoning. And Bill Carpenter, the architect, came up with a pretty unique way of implementing that home. And then I would say the Justice Kohlsdorf home, which everyone I think is very excited to see, which was done by Density, is located in Buckhead area, and they have a shooting range in the home as well as an aviary. So they're an interesting couple, very creative, and it's a beautiful home. It's probably one of the larger homes on the tour.
Well, we'll see you there. Okay. June 1st through the 10th. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Art Stroll. Our guest today has been Elaine DeLeo, co-founder of Modern Atlanta. This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Tune in on June 25th, where we'll be discussing arts education and SCAD Atlanta.